7-1 Bukia Boye in the middle for Santa Clara. The 6-11 Isaac Jack for Pacific. Here's the tip, and Boye wins it for the Broncos. And Brenton Knapper carries up the court to start us off. Knapper, quick acceleration towards the right wing. Hands off to Mahi. Mahi driving left inside. Layup off glass and just rolls out off the rim. Battle for the rebound. Grabbed by Ensminger. Put back. Goes in around the rim and in. And the Broncos, 15 seconds in, lead it 2-0 over Pacific.
Elijah Mahi already showing his ability to be physical in the paint and not scared to push through 2-3 defenders.
Jaden Clayton, the point guard out there for Pacific. Him and Kuzbliskis split time early in the season, but Clayton's consistency has won him the job. And he's got it on the right wing with 13 to shoot for Pacific. Route from the left wing. Drives left inside on Ensminger. Spinning out. Bounce pass inside to Jack. Jack, righty jump hook. Around to Boye. Goes around the rim and out. And Christian Hammond, the board there for Santa Clara. Broncos back in Pacific's end. Hammond from the left wing. Moves in towards the free throw line. Now back out to a Boye. He'll try a left wing three. And he delivers from deep. And the Broncos lead it 5-0 a minute into the game.
And sometimes it takes him a little bit longer to get hot, especially for those shots around the arc. But already at the start of this game, it's going to be a good one.
Jaden Clayton with it on the right wing for Pacific. Now backs out towards the logo where he's guarded by Knapper. Clayton driving left, spins back around, now tries to go right. A bounce pass to Wainwright in the right corner. As Wainwright now drives inside, kick out. Clayton left wing three goes around the rim and out. And Jake Ensminger, the defensive board for Santa Clara. Ensminger carries across the midline and gets it to Knapper on the right wing, who goes to a Boye straight away, who hands right back to Knapper. Now Mahi from the left wing for three, and that falls just short off the left of the rim. And TJ Wainwright, the rebound there for Pacific. Wainwright pushing the pace the other way, drives left, puts up the floater. That goes short, and a Boye tips the rebound to Jake Ensminger for the Broncos. And Santa Clara head back towards Pacific's end, up 5-0, 2 minutes into the game. Ensminger from the left corner, swings to Mahi at the logo. Now back to Ensminger on the left wing. Ensminger tried to drive left on Jack and kicks back out to Mahi on the left wing. Mahi drives left on Rochelin, fakes the shot and traveled down low before he could get the bounce pass out to Ensminger as he just dragged his foot. And so Pacific get the turnover and inbound from their own baseline with 7:51 to play in the first half.
Both teams definitely starting to speed up this pace in order to find that rhythm that each one of them can. But it's definitely going to be more beneficial for Santa Clara if they're able to start this game strong.
Yeah, Broncos are a team that plays much faster than Pacific. Santa Clara 55th in the nation in pace. Pacific 336th out of, I believe, around 360 eligible teams, according to KenPom. Rochelin with it on the left wing for the Tigers. Tigers still looking for their first points of the game as Ralph drives down the baseline, now spins inside, gets it to Rochelin, and his layup is blocked from behind by Mahi, out of bounds towards the Santa Clara baseline. And with six to shoot, Pacific will inbound from the left side of the Bronco baseline. Clayton over to inbound. Broncos a 5-0 lead over Pacific with 17:27 to play in the first half. Clayton into Wainwright on the left wing. He lines up a three, and that falls short off the front of the rim. And a Boye right there for the defensive board for Santa Clara. Ensminger on the left wing on the other end for the Broncos. Swings to a Boye at the logo, hands back off to Jake. Jake driving left. Now picks up his dribble and finds Mahi towards the logo, who swings to Knapper on the right wing. Now Hammond from the right wing. Drives inside towards the paint. Puts up the righty jump hook and gets it to go. And the Broncos lead 7-0 over Pacific 3 minutes into the first half. Clayton to carry up the court for Pacific. Full court press here from Knapper, and Clayton tumbles to the ground as he lost an edge. And a foul is going to get called against Brenton Knapper. And Pacific will inbound from the hash just to the left of their bench.
These are the opportunities when you can start talking about the rest of the tournament in the way that you play with fouls and the way that you play defense. You don't want to get too many fouls this early in the game.
Yeah, and Herb Sendek really emphasizes defense this year. They completely changed their scheme to focus on forcing turnovers, and that's what they do well. Pacific, though, have yet to turn it over. They've done a good job taking care of it, as Jack almost lost it there in the right post, but he gets the handoff to Clayton. Clayton cross-course to Rochelin in the left corner, and he delivers on a three. Pacific get their first points of the evening. Broncos up 4-7-3 with 16:20 to play in the first half. Hammond inside. Floater, too strong off back iron, and Pacific the rebound. Wainwright pushing the pace the other way, lays it up in and off glass with the left. And so Pacific have cut the Broncos' lead to 2-7-5 Santa Clara with 4 minutes gone by in the first half.
Despite being a much slower team, they are definitely looking to up the pace today, and it's benefiting them this far.
Elijah Mahi posting up Rochlin down low, loses it as he got stripped by Wainwright. Pacific coming back the other way as Clayton's got it on the left wing. Clayton now over to Wainwright, who gets it to Jack in the left post. Jack trying to back down a Boye, loses the handle, now picks it back up. Jack still with the dribble, hands off to Wainwright, who tried to get a bounce pass inside to Jack, and that one went off the foot of, I believe, Christian Hammond out of bounds. So that'll take us to our first media timeout of the game. Santa Clara lead Pacific 7-5 with 15:33 to play in the first half. You're listening to Santa Clara Broncos basketball on KSCU Santa Clara. Welcome back to the Sunken Diamond. We head to the top of the seventh inning. It's 1-0 Cardinal over the Broncos. As the Broncos come to the plate with 2-3-4 due up as Ben Cleary steps in from the right side for Santa Clara against the left-hander Brock Kettleson, who enters his second inning of work for the Cardinal and deals the first pitch to Cleary on the outside part of the plate for a called strike at 90 miles an hour. And to the count, 0-1. Cleary today, 0-2, a strikeout and a flyout to right. As he's back in the lineup today after a two-game absence. The 0-1 bounces in front of the plate. And so the count now, a ball and a strike to Ben Cleary. If you haven't been seeing the news around the WCC recently, the conference announced last week that UC Santa Barbara would be joining the WCC in the 27-28 season as the 1-1 pitch. Down the middle, a called strike at 81 on the breaking ball. So the count 1-2 to Ben Cleary. And they'll be coming from the Big West, where the WCC has already recruited one school, that being UCSD, to join in 27-28. It's the 1-2. Swing and a fly ball out to right. Going back on it is Marsh as he fades towards the track and makes the catch a couple steps in front of it for out number one. So now it's Max Ross, the DH for Santa Clara, with nobody on and one out in the top of the seventh inning. Broncos still yet to record a hit in the game. Is this a lefty-lefty matchup between the pitcher and batter? And for Stanford, this is something that has not happened often this season. The struggle for them has been on the pitching side, not the hitting side, generally speaking. As Ross swings and misses at the first offering from Kettleson, and so this count 0-1. For Stanford this year, they have not shut out a team the whole season as the 0-1 pitch goes outside and gets away from the catcher, stolen, bounces all the way to the backstop. To the count, a ball and a strike. So Santa Clara, I suppose, in rarefied air today, but probably not on the side they would want to be on. It's the 1-1 pitch. Just outside in the count now, two balls and a strike to Max Ross. To get back to that WCC news, there's a third team entering the conference. That's going to be next year in Denver. It's the 2-1 pitch. Goes low and in. And to the count now, 3-1 to Max Ross. So it's in the next 2 years, UCSB, UCSD, and Denver all joining to replace Oregon State, Washington State, and Gonzaga. The first two who are returning to the pack, and then Gonzaga joining the pack for the first time. As Max Ross takes the 3-1 outside and works himself a four-pitch walk. So the Broncos now have their first legitimate base runner of the day, as their only base runner previous came on an E6 where Luke Devine reached back in the fifth. And that's going to make way for the cleanup hitter, Johnny Lutzo, who, despite his hotties he's been recently, is 0-2 today with two groundouts. Runner on first, one out for the Broncos. It's 1-0 Cardinal in the top of the seventh. First pitch hits Lutzo on the elbow, and he's going to take his base. So now it's first and second for the Broncos with one out in this top of the seventh, and the five-hitter, Will Anderson, coming to the plate for Santa Clara. Anderson hitting .288 this year. He's struggled a little bit of late, but has started to right the ship. As in his last three games against St. Mary's over the weekend, he's got three hits, as it's going to be Thomas Eager coming out of the Stanford dugout here to have a discussion with his pitcher. Interestingly enough for Stanford, Igor, the pitching coach, also makes the pitching changes for Stanford, at least in terms of coming out to the mound. David Esker just stays in the dugout, the Cardinal head coach. So it's first and second for the Broncos and one out in the top of the seventh. I suppose now that I have time, I'll make one more note about Denver, who managed to win the Collegiate Hockey National Championships over the weekend. That was on Saturday, where they had a 2-1 win over Wisconsin, that being their 11th national championship and their first since 2024. And what a job that Rick Carlisle has done with that team. I was making a joke with one of my friends earlier in the week how fun it would be if Denver was wearing a West Coast Conference logo playing hockey. Of course, they'll stay in the National Collegiate Hockey Conference, but how funny that would be to see a team titled West Coast Conference to have the best hockey team in college hockey. Denver hockey is pretty good right now, too. The Avalanche playing really well. I think they're first in the West this year. I think they clinched the first seed, and I think hockey's entering playoffs shortly. But back to baseball here is the first pitch to Anderson. Is grounded a high chopper up the middle. Shortstop Bates has to throw to first, and he's able to get Anderson in time, but Will Anderson advances the runners as Ross goes second to third. Lutzo goes first to second, and it's second and third for Santa Clara with Luke Devine coming to the plate for Santa Clara. So a nice job there from Lutzo with a quick move off the first base bag, was able to get to second and prevent the shortstop Bates from turning two. And so Devine at the plate now. He was the first Bronco to reach base in the game. That came on an E6 in the fifth. He's also struck out today. But he's another guy who's been finding his form for Santa Clara. He's got hits in four straight. Big opportunity here is the first pitch. Goes low from Kettleson for ball one. Broncos still without a hit in the game. But the walks have provided traffic, as they did for Stanford back in the second when the Cardinal put up the only run in the game. Second and third, two out. 1-0 pitch is lined into left field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Coming home to score is Ross. Lutzo around third. He will score standing. And Luke Devine has a 2-RBI single to break the game open for Santa Clara in the top of the seventh inning. And the Broncos now lead it 2-1 over Stanford here in Palo Alto. So a big swing there from Luke Devine. RBIs number 17 and 18 for him on the season. He now has 8 RBIs in his last 3 games, including this one. And that makes way for the left-handed hitter, Waylon Walsh, to come up to the plate, who takes the first pitch for ball one as Devine goes for second, and he's in safely with the stolen base. And so now it's a runner on second and two outs for Santa Clara in the top of the seventh. 2-1 lead over Stanford. And the count, a ball and no strikes to the seven hitter, Waylon Walsh. As Stanford now are going to make a pitching change as Thomas Eager comes out of the dugout for the Cardinals. So that's going to end Brock Kettleson's night. He threw a great first inning, put the Broncos down 1-2-3 in the sixth, but here in the seventh, a walk, a hit by pitch, and then a 2-RBI single from Luke Devine have given the Broncos a 2-1 lead in the top of the seventh. Back in a moment with your pitching change. You're listening to Santa Clara Bronco Baseball on 103.3 KSCU Santa Clara.